first. It's not every day a biologist comes to visit you if you're a private citizen, but this is not like every day. A biologist is making time in their schedule today to visit a man in Edgewater in Anne Arundel County because he may have been attacked by a shark. His name is Chris Bowen, and he's on the phone right now.
Oh.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? You've got a leg injury, and you were paddle boarding yesterday evening?
Yeah, yesterday evening I jumped off my paddle board to finish up. And get ready to load it up onto my truck, and that was it.
Okay, so
you're getting some exercise.
You were in the Road River near Edgewater. You had finished up. What time was this?
It was probably about 8 o'clock last night.
Okay, just when the sharks are feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? You were walking in 3 feet of water?
Yeah, about 3 feet of water. You jump off your paddleboard a little bit early so the fin doesn't hit the sand, and I was walking back, dragging the paddleboard back, and something hit my leg, and I saw something splash, and I thought it was just maybe a fish.
And what is your immediate reaction when walking in 3 feet of water and something hits your leg? How does Chris Bowen react?
I'm used to the water. Things, you step on crabs, you get bumped in by fish.
So you
don't know what it was.
So you're just kind of cool, calm, and collected, because if that happens to me, I'm doing the...
It's slimy. It's going to pull me under. I'm never going to see my child grow up.
But you don't do that.
No, because I just really didn't even know what it was. Caught me by surprise.
And when you said you saw something, what did you see?
Just a little grayish black, like tail flip up, and that was about it. And then some swirling, and it was gone.
And then you walked out of the water, right?
Walked out of the water and looked at my leg, and there was blood running down my leg, and I looked at it and saw the teeth marks, so I called Department of Natural Resources.
You didn't call 911 or anything? You just called Department of Natural Resources?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad enough to need too many stitches, so we're good.
But no. Wasn't it dozens of bite marks?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of teeth marks. Did you see the picture?
It's little, though, right?
I did see the picture.
Yeah. It's about 6 inches long, one side or the other, the jaw mark.
And what kind of shark, I got to wonder, not saying it wasn't a shark, but 3 feet of water isn't terribly deep. You know, it's not like that 310-pound bull shark that was recently caught. But are sharks known to be prevalent in Maryland, especially in those waters? Or was it like, I think it might have been a big-ass catfish or something. I know those things are spindly and prickly, and they bite.
It could be, the teeth marks, it wouldn't be a catfish because they're actually sunk in. And you can put your hand in a catfish's mouth and pick them up, and they don't leave marks on you.
Angry right. Dwarf in scuba gear.
Ooh. So what did the Natural Resources Police tell you?
They wanted me to take pictures of it and email it to them, and they said they're going to have someone look at it today, a biologist.
And initial determination from them, did they have a guess as to what it was?
They said it could have been a shark. I'm the one that mentioned maybe a catfish to them, but after looking at it, we don't think it's a catfish.
How's the bite coming along? I know if you get bit by a cat, dirty bite, got to scrub it immediately. You know, dogs and whatever else, but did the thing get infected?
Yeah, are you going to lose your limb?
Will they have to lop the leg off?
No, I think I'll be okay. It's just a better scar than a tattoo.
So when they said they didn't, you mentioned catfish to Natural Resources Police. They said it could have been a shark. Were they pretty convinced it was a shark, and they just want to send a biologist out to confirm that?
They didn't really want to say. They didn't want to jump to conclusions, but the guy on the phone agreed that he didn't think it was a catfish.
Okay,
and there's really nothing else in the bay to bite like that.
And is this going to scare you at all? Are you avoiding the water?
No.
Not at all.
No, I like this guy.
I'm never going in again. After hearing your story, I am done. I remain dry, terra firma. I've already got to deal with snakes. I ain't dealing with sharks. I'm looking up sharks in Maryland, and there's a variety of them. And one of them is called the sandbar shark, and they will go into wickedly shallow waters.
That's what it was. It was a sandbar
shark. Sandbar shark, buddy.
I'm going sandbar shark, Chris Bowen.
I'm not going anywhere near it.
And I like your style, man. Look, hey, you're cool, you're calm, collected, and guess what? You got bit by a shark, dude.
That's kind of badass.
Shark.
For you.
Hell yeah.
What do you normally do? What kind of work do you do?
We have a family business in Annapolis, a big towing company and gas station called Bowens.
Shout out Bowens.
Towing with Bowens.
You towing people? I don't like Chris. Sure. I don't like Chris anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't like Chris.
It's our family business. We only do accidents and stuff like that. We don't do that parking lot.
Oh, okay. You're okay. I'm back on board.
Back with Chris Bowen. Bowen.
Pretty good people.
New sponsor of the show.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Chris Bowen.
I had another question. Oh, I wanted to ask you about the paddle boarding. Why are you out there paddle boarding? You're getting exercise? Is this actually you're exercising?
You know, I haven't taken my paddleboard out this entire year.
Look at
until
this.
Last night.
Look at this.
Yep, that was
the
someone
first
sending
time
you a
all
sign.
Year you take the paddleboard out and you get bit by a shark.
Get
knock
a
it
kayak,
off with the exercise.
Man.
Yeah, and usually you hear the shark coming, you hear the music first, but that's not true.
Yeah.
I like Chris. Thank you, Chris. I'm putting him on hold. Mike,
all right.
Give
Dude,
him
got
something
bit by a shark.
Out of the vending
Didn't
machine.
Didn't even bat an eyelash. He's like, oh. I looked down, it wasn't that bad.
Do you return? Of course you do.
You do. I don't like getting in the first place because the mud's all squishy between my toes. I mean, Josh, you don't even really like the ocean terribly much.
When I was a kid, I used to go in the ocean, but after all the shark movies, I don't go in the ocean anymore. Plus all the bathroom use.
What do they say that you have a better shot of being struck by lightning or something than you do getting bit by a shark?
Yeah, I'll take those odds.
Yeah,
the odds
for that,
are
God.
So gigantic of getting bit by a shark. It's like, you gotta.
I mean, at some point when I stand on my roof with a golf club pointed towards the sky during a storm, something will happen.
Mike Anderson.
Please.
Just a quick hypothetical.
Shark agenda.
Oh, would you rather get struck by lightning or bitten by a shark?
Struck by lightning. Yeah, struck by lightning. Because at least I can.
I'll take the shark.
I'm going lightning.
Yeah, stabbed.
Whoa.
That was not an option.
Oh, that wasn't an option?
That was not an option.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard that as an option.
Set on fire by an ex-lover.
Of course a shark. Like, you get hit by lightning, you explode, right?
Molotov cocktail to the penis. Well, yeah, sometimes it'll shoot that arc down you, and it'll, like, lock up one side of your body, or you get powers. One of the two.